Welcome back to Faith in 5. Today's verse is 1 John 1:9. And it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This verse is one of the clearest promises in all of Scripture. Forgiveness is not a possibility, it's a certainty when we bring our sins before God. Confession is more than admitting that we did something wrong. It's agreeing with God about our sin. It's saying, "Lord, I see my sin the way you see it, and I want to turn from it." Proverbs 28:13 says, "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces finds mercy." We think hiding sin protects us, but it actually enslaves us. Confession, on the other hand, opens the door to mercy, freedom, and a clear conscience. David knew this well. In Psalms 32:5, he writes, "I acknowledge my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." Notice the chain: confession, forgiveness, then freedom. Unconfessed sin weighs us down, but confession brings release. James 5:16 even tells us to confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. God uses confession not only to restore us spiritually, but to bring healing to our relationship and communities. So, here's my challenge today. Take a few quiet moments today and confess your sins to God. Be specific. Don't cover up. Don't minimize. Just lay it bare before Him. Then thank Him for His faithfulness and forgiveness. And if there's someone you've wronged, take that extra step. Confess it to them and seek reconciliation. Remember, confession isn't weakness. It's the doorway to healing, freedom, and restored fellowship with God.